The 18th of June Tuck Demo. Union leaders must prepare for a serious fight. Linda Taaf, Waltham Forest Socialist Party. Something's in the air. Masses of workplace strikes are bubbling everywhere. Bin workers, bus drivers, education workers to name a few, and rail workers in RMT now threatened a national strike, the first for 30 years. At long last, the Trades Union Congress, TUC, forced to respond to the increasingly desperate situation facing millions of workers, has convened a national demo. Will it successfully tap into the seething working class anger at the spiraling cost of living, and mobilize hundreds of thousands onto the streets? Will it use the opportunity to kickstart the serious class struggle needed to beat the bosses? A letter from TUC leader Francis O'Grady, that I received as Secretary of Waltham Forest Trades Council, announced a national demo, described as a "we deserve better" march. Okay, at least some action here, but not exactly the slogan, to set the world alight, more than a ring of Oliver Twist about it. Please sir, may I have some more? Well, we know what happened to poor starving Oliver. He got a bash over the head with a ladle from the master. I later received a bundle of TUC demo leaflets. The event had now become a "we demand better" march. Okay, a step in the right direction, a bit more anger, despite appearing to copy the despicable Boris Johnson's Build Back Better catchphrase. The leaders of the individual unions themselves must step up, and inspire members to get along to the demonstration. The approach of public sector union unison leadership is to list 7 reasons to be on the London demo. It's a day out to see the sights. Get some sun, as you can't afford to go on a real holiday. Get physical, get out of your chair, and move around a bit, stop being just a keyboard warrior. Find love, after all there'll be thousands there to choose from, including other unison members. And finally, what a wonderful opportunity to get dressed up, in union colors of purple and green of course. I didn't know whether to fall about laughing, or just fall down in despair. The left-led national executive of Unison urgently needs to get a grip of this campaign. Fortunately, thousands of active trade unionists in their workplaces and trade union branches will do their bit to persuade members to protest. We understand that, as well as having a nice time, it's going to take more than a fun day out to beat this capitalist class of British bosses and the rotten Tory government. Yes, we the working class most definitely do deserve better. We keep the wheels of society turning all the time, even during the pandemic, while the only job the super rich have is to stuff their own pockets. We also agree that we must demand better. But here's the rub. We must be clear what it is that we are demanding, not leave it hanging in midair. We must be clear on how we can organize together in our unions to achieve those aims. What about raising clear slogans demanding pay workers an RPI inflation-proof pay rise, £15 minimum wage now, introduce rent controls, freeze council and social housing rents, scrap student debt, establish free education at all levels, restore the £20 a week universal credit uplift, restore the triple lock on pensions, take fuel companies into public ownership so all profits go back into the system, and not into private pockets, nationalize P&O, drive private companies out of health and social care. Many workers, young and old, long-standing union members and those who never even thought a union was for them, could be inspired by these aims to come along, and then be active in campaigns, to fight for these goals. The TUC leaders must come to the demo armed with plans for the next stage, to build up coordinated action, to explain to the crowds what is coming next. Most importantly, bring plans to convene a conference open to all to discuss how we can link up, take the fight forward, win our demands, and stop the billionaire class from ruining everyone's lives. This is a serious fight. A national demo is a good start. Woolly slogans and half-hearted platitudes from the leadership of 6 million trade unionists will not cut the mustard. The bosses are preparing for a fight. Our side must be battle ready too. Come to the conference of the National Shop Stewards Network on the 2nd of July to plan for what comes next. March with the Socialists the 18th of June. The Socialist Party will be joining thousands of trade unionists and workers marching against the cost of living crisis on the 18th of June in London. Join us, Saturday the 18th of June. Assemble from 10:30 a.m. at Portland Place near Oxford Street. London March departs 12 p.m. Rally 1 p.m. at Parliament Square. Visit tuck.org.uk web link. To book transport from your area, text TUCKDEMO to 07958032071 with your name and postcode.